your calls.
Tosh says we'll get three in this window. I'm skeptical. 844-770-3776. That's the Carbless Talk and Text line. Let's begin in Illinois with Mo, who I'm sure was hearing from his Bears fan friends in the aftermath of Saturday night. Mo, good morning. How are you?
Well, hang on a second.
Jesse.
We have lost Mo. Mo is gone.
This was not part of the three in a call. Is Jesse screwing this up?
Mo dropped, so he is no longer with us. So, bye, Mo.
Hey, Mo.
Let's go to Ricardo in Canada, then, if Jesse can manage to do that. Ricardo, are you with us?
I'm with you. I never left. I'll never let you go. I'm here. Oh, boy.
You're the best.
Boys. This one hurt.
Yep.
This one hurt. I was sitting on my couch in the middle of the night when my kids slept, like Pablo Escobar in that meme. Like, how could this happen? And the worst part about it happened to the Bears. The Bears. Like, god-awful, overrated team. Their quarterback, I hope Caleb Williams is the quarterback for the Bears for 10 years. He is not that good.
Hey,
don't
too.
Tell me this. He's not. He made two throws. Two. And, okay.
So big throws.
I'm on a tangent right now. Coaching-wise, listen, great game plan by LaFleur, Halfley. Bisaccia, I'm not going to put on Bisaccia. He put the guy who was supposed to catch the ball was in the right spot. It's not like Seattle where the guy who was supposed to block tried to catch it. The guy who was supposed to catch it was right there. That's his job. Dobbs, I don't know what you're doing, and I hate putting Dobbs in these positions. As a punt returner and as a hand seam, ever since he had his concussions, he shies away from contact. He's not a contested ball guy. Like, we need someone there, a wide receiver, who wants to be there, who will attack that ball. There has to be somebody else that can do that, okay? But that's it. Now, this team, they need to figure out how to close out games. It's not the first time this has happened. The Cleveland game, the Panthers game where it's a muddy game, it's dirty, it's down. Like, come on. You guys got to figure it out. Like, put these teams away. Enough is enough already. Like, your backup quarterback, God bless him. We need to sign him because he's the best backup quarterback in the league. And if you're going to have a Ferrari, you better have a top-notch insurance. And that's what Willis is. He's that insurance policy you need if you ever crash. So keep going with
American
him for
family
sure.
Insurance.
We need that guy. We need to get our heads out of you-know-what and start closing out these games. And make no mistake about it. Chicago Bears are taking this game in rivalry personally. These guys are all over the memes, interviews, there's pictures of like doing cheese grater hats in public after the win. Like, they're mucking it up. So guess what? It's personal. You know, these guys are trying to rev it up. So we need to, you know, match that intensity. Do I believe that we're probably going to end up going there and probably could win? Yeah, I believe it. But not playing like this again. Like, we need to play a full 60 minutes. Like, what are we doing? And by the way, whoever Rashawn Gary's agent is, that guy is in the Rushmore Hall of Fame because he's stealing money from the Packers right now. I don't know what he's doing. He's making bank off of us because that guy hasn't shown up for 8 weeks. He needs to go somewhere. And also, I'm going to lay it off with this. That hit on Love, I was disappointed for two reasons. One, it's a dirty hit because it reminded me of the Danny Trevathan hit on with Davante Adams. It was unnecessary, and you clearly were aiming at the guy's head. And two, the thing that really pissed me off about it is that not one of the five offensive linemen went after that guy, whether it was a legal hit or not. And I guarantee you, if anybody hit Rodgers like that, Sid and Lang and Bakhtiari would have been on their you-know-what. If anybody hit Favre like that, Tausch, Rivera, Well, and Clifton would have been there handling business. Enough of, you got to protect that guy. You can sack him, but you can't go for the head like that. Someone should have taken their own unnecessary penalty and defended the QB. That's all I got to say about that. We still got two games. Let's get it, boys. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas to you too, Ricardo. We love Ricardo. That was nothing even in the same zip code as the Danny Trevathan hit on...
Agree. It was not. I agree.
On Davante Adams.
I also agree. It was a violent hit. I am in your camp, Jason. I think it was... I don't think it was as malicious. It looked bad. Jordan, you're in that pocket. It's easy for us to say. I do want to see offensive linemen get after him. Like, I do think that.
Yeah, I agree.
There, I do. I want guys, and I'm sure, you know, Campy, there'd be times we'd be in there and it'd be a running back, and if somebody wasn't helping him up or something else, you just, it, you know, this was Campy's move. He just, you know, backed the tape up, not say anything, not say anything. I would bet that that's going to be the case after that hit. There, somebody's going to do that to our blanking quarterback, and you ain't going to do anything. Mm-hmm. I would, I'd venture to say
that's
that,
a great
that
one,
because
great
it's not
there.
As if. Yeah, it's not as if there's not some enforcer types in that group. Sean Ryan's going to get after people. And Belton is a rookie. You're trying to find yourself. That's one where a coach is never, even if you end up getting a 15-yard penalty out of it, you're never going to hear a coach say, don't defend your quarterback, ever. Yep. And I would bet that that will be echoed, especially if these guys end up playing again in a couple of weeks.
Let's get to one more call this segment. Let's go to Leonard in Lake Geneva. Leonard, good morning. How you doing, buddy? Leonard? Jesse, what are you doing back there?
Yeah,
we can hear you now.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Yep. I was at the game Saturday, actually. That was
just blame
game
Jesse.
I ever been to in Chicago.
Just blame Jesse.
Yeah.
That's what we do here.
It's your fault, Jesse. Yeah.
Sorry, Leonard.
I was at the game Saturday. And, of course, that was their first loss at Soldier Field in, 7 years? Of course I was there. It would not.
So now we know whose fault
me.
It was. He's, can never go back.
Yeah,
Wildy and you are out.
Are,
you and Jason can't go down to Chicago anymore. I'm
these
off the
Bears
hook.
Fans are something else, man. I don't feel great playing the Bears next time. It's clear as day that the Caleb Williams is your daddy. The Bears are your daddy. Go Bears. The Bears, Daddy, big peepees.
Did we get bamboozled there?
Oh, we got
Jesse.
A little sneak in.
Did he
got a sneak in.
That's what he did there, Leonard.
I you know
he
what?
He got you, boys. So Jesse, just so we're framing this, you butchered Mo's call, and Mo calls all
he
the time.
Hung
He's always
up.
Got great
What do you
takes.
Want me to do?
I'm just stating what happened. This is just like Passaccia. We put you in position. Here's what it is. Yeah. Butchered Mo's call. Ricardo, it took a little longer than it should. And then you let old boy get on here and tell us that somebody's our daddy?
And he used the word
55% completion percentage?
Why did he
and a pee-pee?
Why did he do the whole setup like that just to like,
he's a gamer.
Just go
he's
for,
a gamer.
If you're going to do it, just go for the punch right away.
Just go quick. Because he's trying to get us off the clock, too.
Yeah.
He was good. He did a good job there.
Yeah,
he
very
good job getting us off the clock
for a minute.
And pranking you.
Yeah.
Put a poll in the field. I want Jesse, throw a poll in the field. Your confidence level, or Jason, you help me word this because you're the wordsmith. If indeed the Packers in 3 weeks have to go down to Soldier's Field, where's your confidence level? I understand.
Soldier.
I do that. But
I know you.
Do you not say world?
I know
world's you champion. You want me to start? Okay, I won't say world's
I know.
Champion.
I wanted to make sure people knew what you were doing.
Where is our confidence level if we got to go back there? Because I think it is very high.
I think it should be. Just like your confidence level should be very high in Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Of course it is. You know what? Ensure your home remains comfortable before the brutal post-holiday winter. And you know what? Everybody's looking for good bargains during the shopping season. Pella wants to make everybody's holiday brighter and clearer through those beautiful new windows. Pay zero interest for up to 24 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And the great thing is Pella's elves, they're not one-trick ponies. They install year-round and can finish installation as little as a day. But hurry up. This deal ends December 31st. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details.
More of your calls next. Jesse's on the case.
Oh, boy.
It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I will give Leonard in Lake Geneva a little bit of credit. Kudos to him for waiting that long on hold. That's a commitment to the bit. I give him credit for that. Also, RLee33498. I don't know if that's a zip code or what that is, but he's in the YouTube comments on ESPN Madison. And I want to read his two posts before we get to more calls, because I think they're really interesting from a Bears fan perspective. Your backup QB fumbled the snap from your backup center. Your star defensive player and your starting quarterback weren't on the field, and it took a miracle for us to beat you guys. He's got a Bears logo as his avatar. It's okay. We got one. You guys, it's okay. We got one. You guys will be fine. Continuing now with his take. It's the first meaningful Bears victory over the Packers I've seen in decades. And as you guys all know, I'm not joking. And you guys want to fire the coach and trade Love? I think you guys are a little spoiled. Now, I didn't see anybody saying they want to trade Love, but I did see people arguing at one point in the game in my social media mentions that maybe they'd be better off with Malik Willis at quarterback. I'm not part of your group. Do not try to make me part of your group, just like I get put in that group of people that were in the picture with Matt LaFleur. Look, bottom line, I like the Packers' chances if they have to play a playoff game in Chicago. Do I think it's going to be a close back-and-forth game? And if the Packers win it, they're going to have to not make nearly as many mistakes? I do. But I don't think anybody, if you're a Packers fan, is looking at going, oh, my God, we can't beat the Bears. I don't think anybody should be seeing it that way. And I'm eager to see if that rematch happens. Let's get back to your calls. Let's go 844-770-3776. Let's go to Josh in Kenosha. Josh, thanks for holding on. Good morning.
Good morning. So you did tell me to call back, and I did. I've been on hold for an hour and a half. So
thank you for your service.
First off, Merry Christmas to all you guys.
Same to you.
Second, Jason, I apologize for the vitriol that you got. I got the same about 2 weeks ago after my call to KBN. So it's unfortunate that fans take it personal like that. As far as the game goes, I really was impressed with Jeff Hafley. You guys I don't know if you guys truly appreciate or know what you got with that guy. He's special. Malik Willis, same category. That guy stayed prepared. He played a really good game. Outside of his fumble in overtime at that snap, that was his only mistake. LaFleur called a great game plan on the fly with him. I really have to just say, to everyone who thinks that was a dirty hit on Love, you guys don't know football. Jordan Love lowered his helmet into the contact. Mm-hmm. By NFL rules, he could have been flagged for a penalty himself. Now, it's a bad hit. I wouldn't go that far to throw a flag on Love for doing that because he didn't really lower the crown. It was an unfortunate play. I hope he's okay. I certainly don't want him to miss any time. But that was a dogfight of a game, too.
Uh-huh.
So if it does go round three in the playoffs, I think we're going to get another one-score game, possibly another overtime game. I don't feel good about the win as a Bears fan. I don't feel good. We were bad for 55 minutes. The Packers should have won that game. And as the commenter on YouTube said, it took a lot of stuff to go wrong for Green Bay for us to beat you. I don't feel good. Caleb Williams needs to put in the work in the offseason. He can make all the Mahomes-type Superman throws great. But go be like Jared Goff for 90% of the game.
Yep.
And be 75% from the pocket. And then the other 10%, you can be Mahomes. Great. I got a laugh at Ricardo, though, for the last play, as well as the other couple callers said the last play was holding. Thank you guys for acknowledging that Nixon committed pass interference.
You're welcome.
Should have been offsetting penalties.
Yeah, it was.
But I'll leave you with this. I don't think it's going to be a rematch because I think Philadelphia is going to be the 2 seed again.
Yeah, I don't think
the Bears are going to get it.
Yeah. You're right about that. Look, from a story, and thanks for the call, Josh, and we appreciate your rational, respectful, normal tone. First of all, I want Packers-Bears from a storytelling perspective It was great to be back down there covering a game. I enjoyed that. But the one thing I would say that Josh said there that I would disagree with is that I don't think that Austin Booker's hit on Jordan Love was dirty. I do think by the letter of the law, it is roughing the passer. It is a helmet-to-helmet hit. I don't think it was anything close to Danny Trevathan. I said that it was the worst that I saw a quarterback take a hit for the Packers since Julius Peppers did that to his future teammate Aaron Rodgers in the NFC Championship game. I thought that one was dirtier than what we saw on Saturday night. I don't have a problem with Austin Booker. I know he had a roughing the passer penalty earlier in the game as well, before that. So I understand why people are frustrated. But I didn't think that that was anything close to egregious. And it definitely was not in the Danny Trevathan category.
I agree, Ricardo. And I know we got to get to another call. But one of the things I wanted to say that I had queued up, had Green Bay won like they should have, was I thought the Bears, they definitely took that loss personal at Lambeau. Mm-hmm. They came out all jacked up. They did not have, I didn't think they had their emotions in check early in that
game. I agree.
I thought they didn't carry themselves. I thought Green Bay handled a lot of that very well. It was kind of, you have the young upstart coming at you, and I thought they were just wildly throwing punches, and I thought Green Bay really held its ground. I give the Bears credit. They did settle in, but you just kind of noticed that moment felt like they hadn't been there before.
Let's get to one.
Played out. I think that played itself out.
I think that's a great observation. I mean, they were sky high. There was no doubt about that.
Still feels that way. Yeah. With the cheese grater hats and everything they're wearing the day after. Yeah.
Well, I was more referring to the players, but like Tausch was.
Yeah.
But yeah, fans are that way too.
Mm-hmm. The players were. Maybe this was fake.
DJ Moore had a cheese grater on.
Yeah, he was wearing a cheese grater hat. And then I think I saw something on social media.
Is that actually great cheese or is that foam?
What do you think?
Well, I mean, if you're going to do it, do the bit.
You can't wear
it. Get you some out and you have. You know what? No, have Caesar salad sitting there and everybody come up, get a little Parmigiano. Let him go around and make some Parmigiano on a Caesar salad.
Parmigiano.
No?
Love a good Parmigiano. Yeah. Let's get another call in so we can stay on schedule.
You're gonna play the bit. Play the bit, man. Don't fake it. Go all in.
Let's talk to Dawn in Brookfield. Dawn, good morning. Your thoughts?
Good morning. Well, I'm a longtime listener through my husband. While he does the dishes, I listen to you. So I really appreciate your show.
Thank you.
And I'd like to say I've moved on to the next game because I think we were the better team in all three phases. And I think we'll be fine going on, especially if we get Love back. But my question is when is the league going to get serious about player safety? That
never.
Whether you call that a dirty hit or not a dirty hit, that's, you know, regardless, that doesn't matter. But, you know, there was a worse one in one of the other games that day where a receiver gave himself up and he got speared. You know, you get ejected for two taunting penalties in a game. Really? I mean, when are they going to start really taking player safety seriously? Right now, I think they're just giving it lip service.
Truer words, in my opinion, have never been spoken, Don.
And here's when they're going to take it. This is when they're going to take it really seriously, when they add an 18th game and make it international. That's when they're going to take it seriously.
No, you're being facetious. You're being sarcastic.
No, blank. Are you not on video today, right? I can't see you. I don't know if you can see me. Yeah, no. I'm facetious on facetious with some Parmigiano ripped up on the top of it. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. It is her
I
point.
I just want – and Jason, I hope you take – and this, and I'm not putting this on you, but okay. You are a media folk. And when this comes around and they're pushing on 18 games – this is where you need to stand in as media folks. That narrative can't just be, oh, let's do it. This is going to happen, and it shouldn't, but it will. And I think all of us are kind of like, yeah, it's great because we'll end up with more. This is going to happen. They're going to get an 18th game, and you're seeing guys, I mean, it is it has become a minefield out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dangerous game. We all know what we sign up for, but we didn't sign up for 17. I guess we did. We didn't sign up for it. Well, I guess we're gonna. And so I appreciate Don's call. I appreciate people thinking about that. But we all know where this thing is and where it's headed.
Yep.
It's not player safety.
No, it's definitely not. And to her point, and I think Aaron Banks
but
made this.
Jason, I don't want to give lip service to this, though, because years ago, Jordan Love would have kept playing.
True.
And that part of it, I give the league credit.
Good point.
Yep, okay, I want to make sure I'm not just going to sit here and bash and bash and bash.
Yeah. Great
okay,
point.
That's a caveat.
Yep. Very good job. Very good point, because, yes, he would have stayed
Thanks,
in the game.
Jay.
Aaron Rodgers stays in that game. They don't get him. He somehow convinces.
I mean,
we
saw it with Favre back in 07, right? He came back in that Giants game, didn't even know what the hell was going on.
Yeah, they got at least they realized he'd snuck onto the field. But her point is a really good one about the you get ejected for two taunting penalties. Like that, taunting is a major problem that you can get ejected for two of those, but the other types of penalties, you don't necessarily, they don't accumulate to lead to an ejection. So she's right about that. Just like you're right about Tito's.
Indeed, I am. Beautiful, fun weekend. Didn't bring the scarf up, but had the sweater on, had the Tito's cocktail in my hand at the party. And we needed one after the game, after the tough loss. And Tito's will have, it goes great with everything. Cranberry, ginger ale, Bloody Marys, whatever it might be. Tito's, they make great drinks and they give back in a big way. Partnering with nonprofits, doing real good out in the communities across the country, especially for our four-legged friends. So next time you're raising a glass, make it with Tito's handmade vodka, distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc. in Austin, Texas. And it is crafted to be savored responsibly.
More of your calls next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Before we get to more calls, tell us again about Coors Light.
Oh, whether you're tailgating pregame, enjoying your experience during the game, celebrating a big win after the game, or watching the Detroit Lions fall to Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers, Coors Light is made to chill, and it's brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it is made to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
All right, let's go to three more calls, then we'll wrap things up after that. Let's go to Mike, and his name is Rio, and he dances on the sand. I'm guessing that's Ryle, Wisconsin, not Rio.
Royalty free.
I can sing it all I want. Mike, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great. We're big in Ryle.
I've got two comments. This number one, it was mentioned earlier that Bear Nation and their media and talking heads and whatnot are very happy today. Let's not mistaken relief for happiness. And I don't think Chicago wants to face Green Bay again. And I'll leave it at that. My main thing calling in was that there's something missing from this team. And whether it's Xavier McKinney dropping interceptions, whether it's Rashawn Gary running through a drill at Denver and starting to fight, whether it's Dobbs bobbling an onside kick, or whether it's Nixon either messing up on a coverage or just hitting more for no reason, there is a headspace issue with this team. And I'm not saying that we need to fire LaFleur or anything like that, but it does start with the coach. And there's some things that aren't there, call it culture, call it attitude, you know, whatever, that just doesn't exist. And I think that the best that this particular team at this point, unless something major changes, the best that this team can really ever expect is an occasional NFC North Division championship. It just the team seems to implode under the enormity of the moment. So I'll let you guys go and have a good day.
We appreciate the call. Do you feel that way?
No, I don't. I understand. Listen, man, we are scorned. We've had some brutal losses since 2011. Like, brutal. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to tell, oh boy, he's crazy. Like, he feels that way. That's the way he feels. We've blown games that we shouldn't. But I just look around, and there are teams. Obviously, the Chiefs have won a bunch of championships. It's really hard to win. Mm-hmm. And the Green Bay Packers keep putting themselves in position. But there is, I mean, don't take my word for it. Ask Brian Gutekunst. He told you after last season, it ain't good enough. There needs to be more urgency. There has been more urgency, and it's, you know, I don't think this season's going to end in a Super Bowl championship. But I certainly am not going to write off the fact that we get in the playoffs. Anything can happen. And by the way, you can get hot. And I think we're going to have the second best quarterback in the entire conference playing. And when you have that, I saw where we went into a hot Atlanta Dome on a Saturday night and a quarterback just diced them up. Mm-hmm. Crazy things can happen. So I'm not going to just say, well, it's just not our year. Injuries tell me that it's probably not, but I'm certainly not going to just punt on the rest of this season because we lost to the Bears. Nah. No, this NFC is wide blank and open. If we got to that two seed, I was very convinced we'd be in a great spot. I'm not going to be as convinced in the seventh spot. I'm certainly going to watch and enjoy the heck out of it. And crazy stuff happens, man. Let's just let it ride out and see how it goes. I'm not going to be Debbie Downer and think that this thing's dead.
Let's get to another call. 844-770-3776. That is always the Carbless Talk and Text line. Liz is more. Let's get to Ben and Sun Prairie. Ben, thanks for holding on. What do you got, bud?
Hey, yeah, I was actually going to call in, but I was looking at some of the other callers, and I feel like they should have to follow another team for just a couple of years at the same way that they follow the Packers, because the problems that you run into, it's a salary cap league. Everybody's got problems. I mean, you see the Chiefs and the Eagles going on these runs. I mean, these are big outliers. Like, salary caps are designed to be hard. Like, they're supposed to keep all these teams even. And, you know, yeah, the guy talking about the draft picks where they're not hitting Pro Bowlers and stuff like that. It's like, what the average NFL career is, what, like 3 years or something like that? Like, you're not going to hit on all those picks. And if you follow another team, you see that. It's not like all these other teams are out there hitting on every pick, you know. And I noticed conveniently Adrian Cooper, Evan Williams, Tucker Kraft, they all got left out of the conversation because those are the hits. Those are the ones that are getting rid of that point. But I just think it's a very difficult league to continually be good at, and we've been very blessed to have literally decades of success. Like, we're breaking that system of, like, you know, you're supposed to have to get to the peak and then you have to go way down again to start over. And, like, we're breaking that system. And I just think that you start watching other teams and they've got maybe not the exact same problem, but they've got just as many as, if not more, problems.
Yeah, look, it's hard to win in the NFL. You're exactly right, and thanks for the call. Because, look, I think Ben hits on something that, you know, look, I'm not saying that you have to accept disappointment and say, oh, it's okay. Oh, well, we had a good season. I'm not saying you have to do that.
I kind of like this new baby voice, Wildy. This might be a new segment.
Baby voice will. Good job, good effort, yeah. You have every right to be pissed off that they made that as many mistakes as they did. But I go back to the narrative that I was presenting earlier. I don't know if I can think of a game other than the 2014 NFC Championship game where I have to say, God, they were so good until they weren't. Romeo, Malik, the defense, like, all those things were good until they weren't. I mean, look, they were bad in the red zone. You lost the game because Romeo didn't field the onside kick. You lost the game because you blew the coverage on the game-tying touchdown. You lost the game because you gave up the game-winning touchdown. But you know when you really lost the game? When you were inside the 20, and I think inside the 10 on at least four of those five red zone visits, and you got three field goals, a fumble, and a fourth down failure. You can't go, good teams can't go 0 for 5 in the red zone. And by the way, they're 1 for 9 in their last two games. That's how you lose. That's how you lose. Let's get to that last call. Jesse, I don't know where this place is. And you didn't give me any sort of pronunciation on it. Boomer is in some Asseltine.
No, that's not it. I can tell you exactly where this is because this is right outside of
Athelstane.
This is right outside of Krivitz where we go up north all the time. Athelstane. I just choked on it. Athelstane is the name of the city.
You spelled it A-N-E. How is
that's
what,
E-N? That's how they spell it. It's pronounced. We just had Rio. That's not supposed to be said the way it looks.
Yeah, but I know that one. I don't know where Athelstane is.
No, Athelstane. Athelstane.
Hello, Boomer. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good. What do you got,
Thanks
buddy?
Thanks for taking my call.
You got
Thanks for taking my call. First-time caller. Someone already touched on it, but I think throughout the season, Dobbs has probably been our most steady receiver. And I'm just not a big fan of having him on special teams with all the concussions he's had. If he goes out, that loses another weapon for Love to throw to. And my other point is the fourth down in the first quarter that we tried and failed, in a big game on the road, is it not better to take the points? And especially if you're going to throw on fourth and one, why don't we let the big boys pave the way for Jacobs or Wilson to get that 1 yard?
So I'm so glad you brought this up because I would say that I was thinking this in the moment and then I forgot about it. Awesome to bring that up, Boomer. We appreciate the call. And call again, and next time I'll try and pronounce your town.
See
right.
You at Lakeside, Boomer.
Tausch, Mike
meat
McCarthy.
Raffle?
Heck yeah, it's meat raffle season.
Mike McCarthy was roundly criticized in that NFC Championship game for settling for field goals and not going for it on fourth down in Seattle, right? That was in a different era where fourth down going for it, it was a much more conservative era. Matt LaFleur decides to go for it there. Did you second guess it in real time? Did you second guess it at all after the fact? Or did you think fourth and one going for it on that opening drive was the right decision? Because that gets totally lost in the shuffle of everything else that happened.
Yeah, I don't mind it. He's aggressive. He's wanting to be more aggressive. That's what he's doing. Again, I didn't have a problem with McCarthy back then because their game plan was they were going to stifle Russell Wilson and they were going to score points. That's what they did. And the amount of things that had to go the way they did for Green Bay to lose that game is still crazy.
Right.
In this game, when you start factoring wind and everything else in, and if you believe that your defense was going to have a day like they did until they didn't, you take the points.
Yeah.
So if it's fourth and one, I don't have a problem. If it's fourth and three, I don't want to just sit here and just kick. Well, just go because that's what analytics. I want points. Yeah. That's how you win games.
Yep.
So fourth and one is different. That is the new policy. That is what Matt LaFleur is doing, and I'm great with it. But then execute. And if you don't execute, that's how you're going to get beat. And that is indeed part of that process and how the Bears ended up, the anatomy of that comeback.
Tausch, tell us one last time, because we're into the final days here, about you and Sarah and AmFam.
I will indeed. We're getting close. Sarah and I, we have teamed up with American Family Insurance to raise funds towards the American Family Children's Hospital, again, through a virtual toy drive. All donations go towards therapeutic supplies and toys that help thousands of kids and families across the country. And American Family Insurance matches every dollar all the way up to $50,000 through the end of the year. And we are close. If you have it in you, go to amfamkids.org to help donate today.
We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Sorry, Rich Eisen, we're late. Thanks to all the great calls. We'll do it again tomorrow. Tausch, you were phenomenal. We never got to talk about your professor patches. Sorry, buddy. We'll do it tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.